were coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Well, the price of gasoline and oil are coming down. Isn't that wonderful? Well, why should they be coming down? There was no reason for them to go up earlier. There has always been plenty of oil out there. The Saudis have said there's never been a shortage of oil. So why did the price go up, and then why is the price going down? Well, for the very same reason that the stock market is staying up there, despite the fact that Ford is talking about laying off all of their workers. They're offering all of their 75,000 workers $140,000 just to walk away from their jobs and their retirement. Why? Because Ford is on the verge of bankruptcy, as is General Motors and are so many of our major corporations. So why is the stock market going up? Well, it's all manipulated, ladies and gentlemen. It's all manipulated so that things will look good before the election, because George Bush has to maintain control of both houses, the Senate and the House of Representatives, because he wants to go to war with Iran. And certainly if he loses his control of the House and the Senate, he's not going to be able to have the war with Iran that he wants to. So with that as the background, let's go to our special guest today, Barry Shamish. And Barry certainly is a Jewish patriot. He's worked very hard to try to convince the people of Israel that they're being betrayed by their leaders, that they're the people who control both political parties in Israel, just as the people who control both political parties in the United States are globalists. In fact, the leaders of Israel are really subservient to the globalists here in the United States, who have an incredible plan to plunge the whole world into World War III. They know exactly what they're doing. And that's what 9-1-1 was all about. And you tell me why Building 7 came down that day. Just tell me, explain to me why Building 7 came down that day. And I'll believe that, the way there were 19 hijackers that attacked America and arranged, of course, for all of our planes to be, fighter planes to be up in Glanders in Canada. And for the military exercises there that were held that morning to confuse the NORAD and the FAA, so that, you know, they were unable to get any planes in the air to defend America. I'll believe all those things if you can tell me why Building 7 came down. But nobody wants to talk about that. Oh, it was hit on the roof by some flying embers from the adjacent buildings. Oh, there was a fire in the building, but none of that explains why the base of the building simply exploded and the building came down symmetrically to collapse in its own footprint. Well, with that as the background and my firm belief that our leaders have always intended to take us into a war with Iran and then plunge us into World War III and flame the whole Muslim world, not only against the United States, but against Israel. And Israel will, well, I don't think it'll be destroyed, but it's in for some very difficult times, because I think God's going to intervene there. But in the meantime, let's talk to Barry. Hi, Barry. How are you doing?
Well, you just explained my whole article yesterday.
Well, I didn't see your article yesterday.
Are you joking?
No,
you
I
actually
didn't.
Said all this without seeing my article?
You go ahead and you tell me what you said.
Everything, every word you said. I summarized my article. I just came off a tour. I did a very good tour of America. I actually made money. But I'm going to tell you some really remarkable stuff then. If you were guessing, it's unbelievable. We are actually on the same wavelength. I wrote about Building 7, and of course it was brought down because United Airlines Flight 93 was brought down and was supposed to crash into Building 7. Yeah, that's simple enough. And I knew that, by the way. I knew that the day after it happened, but I didn't make a fuss about it. I guess I didn't believe my source well enough. I have a source in San Diego who claims her father was murdered by Pete Peterson of the CFR. I mean, she's got quite a story, let me tell you. That's the music already?
Well, we're going to the first break. Don't you worry. We'll be back here in just 3 minutes. And, of course, for those who don't remember, Pete Peterson was the president of the CFR for many years. He was a Greek. He actually headed Lehman Brothers for many years, one of the most powerful men in America. And, well, we won't get too much into Pete Peterson, but we'll let Barry tell his story as soon as we get back here on Genesis. Just hang on, Barry.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for a regular job, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Barry Shamish, and we'll let Barry tell you more about his DVDs and his books later on. But you go ahead and pick up the story there, Barry.
Well, I knew right away, but I didn't pay attention. This is a very nice girl, very Christian, very confused, and I let it slip. But then I was in Cyprus, so what was it, 8-9 months ago, more maybe. And I was with another religious, Christian with certain views that might be viewed as fanatic, Jim Searcy. And he put out a DVD on 9/11, and he said, you know, if we can ever solve two mysteries, United Airlines 93 and Building 7, we've got it licked. I said, Jim, I've already solved that. The building was brought down at 5 p.m. because the plane was supposed to hit it overrode the orienteering, the autopilot. They figured out that there was something overriding the autopilot. They somehow figured out how to override the overrider. Whatever, they didn't come crashing into Building 7. So Larry Silverstein was stuck with a building full of explosives, and he knocked the building down. Now look, to demolish a building of 47 stories, to demolish any building, you have to get the engineers inside the building, find the load-bearing joints. It takes a good 3 weeks to demolish a building. You don't demolish it the same afternoon unless the explosives are in the building. It's that simple. And I said, the plane didn't arrive, so he had to bring down the building, or someday, some fireman was going to walk in there, look at the damage to the building, like the next day, and find these explosives in there, and know that the whole operation was a scam. So he had to bring down the building. And then, this is the speech I gave last week at the fifth anniversary. Now, this is called the 9/11 Alternative Convention. Now, I just want you to know that I heard a lot of lousy anti-Israel stuff, and a lot of it was really, really ignorant. You have to know how Israel works to know Israel's role in 9/11, and Israel certainly does have a role. But the stuff I was hearing, the coup of all people, who have 12 seats in the Knesset out of 120, the Likud was responsible. Oh, did I? Jim Myers was saying this nonsense, and you had this Ralph Schoenman saying this utter nonsense. So when I gave my speech, I said, forget Israel. We're going to go and talk about Building 7 and United Airlines 93, because they have made an absolute legend out of the downing of that airline. Now, here's how they did it. The next day after the downing of the building, of Building 7, they had to come up with a story. Where did Flight 93 go? Now, you know, these guys can bring down buildings, but they sure cannot write a script. What you've got is you've got four terrorists all holding real dangerous box cutters. You know, they get the toughest eight guys in the plane. You had to be at least on your college wrestling team, minimum, before they got you together. And they holding with them with box cutters, these athletes are told to take out their cell phones and call home. And they do. The only problem is that cell phones don't work at 35,000 feet. Not from Pittsburgh to Boston, not from even above Boston. I was just on a plane yesterday. My cell phone finally connected. I kept it on by accident as we were landing. Now, they realized their mistake, but it was a little late because they had announced that all these people had phoned home and someone had received the messages. Now, the someones get a little weird because Barbara Bolton, nobody was upset she was gone. She was about to write a book on the insiders. And her husband certainly knew who these people were and was very, very relieved to see her gone. He said that she picked up her cell phone. Then when he found out cell phones don't work, he picked up the airphone, but she was in the bathroom. They couldn't come up with the fact that...
Are you speaking of Barbara Olson?
Olson, I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry. But the fact is, cell phones don't call at 35,000 feet. So they have to change the story. And now, the terrorists handed these guys earphones connected to the cockpit radio and so forth. So there were eight earphones in one corner. The fact of the matter is, nobody downed the plane. And the dumbest line of all, and this shows you just what bad script writers they are, the black woman of authority intercepted a call, and she heard the man say, "Let's roll, boys." Okay, they're all going to rush to the cockpit, take away the box cutters, and "Let's roll, boys. We're going to knock down the plane." And it's all a lie. It's a lousy lie, though. It's not even a good lie. But they actually made a movie with this stupid theme in it.
But Barry, it is all part of creating our reality. You saw it on the movie screen, and so you believe it's true. Or you saw it on television, and they create our reality. I mean, they've been
creating
our reality for years.
No one saw that movie. People didn't go out to see that movie, and they pressed it hard.
Well, I'm glad they didn't.
Aren't we all? The fact remains that you had a building that was demolished. It went down in a straight line. Somehow, and get this, at 5 in the afternoon, it's demolished in the shadow of the steaming towers of the World Trade Center. They decide to knock down this building. Who put in the explosives? Now, the answer to that, of course, is something that only Larry Silverstein knows, because he went on a show, Rebuilding America, in the year 2002, and he said, me and the firemen decided to pull the building. And that's a pretty darn good trick, that me and the firemen went in the building, set up all the explosives, and knocked it down in the same day as the two towers went down itself. Obviously, this whole story was phony. That building was supposed to come down. There were four airplanes and four buildings. One of the planes didn't arrive, so they just pulled it down because they didn't have a plane to do it for them. And that was my speech at the alternative 9/11 conference.
Well, what happened? What sort of response did you get to your speech?
Oh, very good, but not completely good. because I didn't crap on Israel. I was supposed to stand there, and I was supposed to blame Israel for everything. The fact of the matter is that the Israeli establishment was much guiltier than what I said. And did you know that the real estate of the World Trade Center, the whole retail complex, 480,000 square miles of land, was owned by an Israeli named Kenneth Lowry? No one seems to know this. Well, it's a fact. Okay.
Well, of course, I think that what happened was that they plant a lot of evidence. They have, you know, they have this group of people up on the roof, a young group of Israelis. I don't know whether they were there or not.
Oh, that was
were,
nonsense. I actually spoke to these dancing Israelis. That right. story was nonsense.
Oh, well, what's the truth about that story? Because I figured nonsense, too. Just exactly as the truth that, you know, the story that 4,000 Israelis, 4,000 Jews were told about it so they didn't come to work.
Well, no, that story came because 4,000 people called the foreign ministry and asked where their children were, and then it was twisted around to...
Sure.
Look, the fact of the matter remains that the Israeli government has its a lot to explain. There's the really serious business about Menachem Atzmon, someone I have written about in the past, because he in the 1980s was the co-treasurer of the Likud party, and his other treasurer was Ehud Olmert. They were both, of course, in my world, it's of course, they were both indicted for graft, and Atzmon went to prison, and of course our prime minister didn't, though he deserved to. Now, what are the odds? Now, Menachem Atzmon was head of the security company watching over Logan and Newark airports. Now, what are the odds that the man who determines who gets on a plane or what planes even take off is going to be the prime minister of Israel's former partner? Now, in this world, as small as it may be, I think it's pretty damn low. Okay? And then there's a wonderful point of view. Not point of view, it is a fact that one of the World Trade Center architects, his name is Aaron Swirsky, is on my email list. He phoned me up one day and said he wants to know more because we designed those buildings not to fall if an airplane hit them. And he explained that there were giant sprinklers on the roof to douse the fires. And he explained something even more important. He said, what if burning jet oil caused the steel to melt? He said the planes hit at about 10 to 9, and the buildings went down at 10:30. The oil was out. It was out an hour and a half beforehand.
Sure.
So if there's no more burning fuel, how can the buildings fall down? And I had a wonderful speech, but I could not feed the anti-Israel and anti-Semitism there. My speech was cut short by 15 minutes. Because I didn't want to be amongst them.
Well, there is a planned program, Barry, to breed hatred for Jews, to breed hatred for the people of Islamic faith, and they're trying to get us to hate everybody and everybody to hate us. That is the program, to breed hate in America and to breed hate throughout the Islamic world. And I really fear for what's going to happen to Israel, because I think that it just gets worse and worse, and especially after Israel's defeat in Lebanon, that there are going to be a lot more of the Arab countries that will be willing to rally together to come against Israel.
Oh, the war councils are buzzing already.
Right.
They're going to put whatever in they missed last time in the Katyusha heads. It's going to be disaster, the likes of which it'll be a Holocaust.
And, of course, the thing is that the average American here cannot realize how close we are to what I believe is going to eventually be a nuclear holocaust over in the Middle East. And if we have one there, why should we doubt that it would occur right here in the United States as well?
Because, no nuclear. If the nuclear was an issue, Israel would have used its option while Haifa was being blasted for a month. Yeah. I wouldn't say nuclear.
Well,
but anthrax will do.
Anthrax, all right.
Yeah, you can put a lot of things in the head of a... you can have a lot of nightmare scenarios. Now, this is leading to something really good. Okay, I'm now going to tell you about Orlando, Florida. And you're get ready for a great story.
All right, fine. Well, you're going to have to sort of hold that because we've got to go to another break. But as soon as we get back, you can tell us all about Orlando. How's that?
I'm looking forward to it.
All right. And I would simply point out that I believe that there's a lot of Saddam's chemical and nuclear warheads buried in Syria and the Bekaa Valley. And I believe when the right time comes, they're all going to be pulled out and they'll say, see, we were right. He really did have them.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers, such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words: everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Go to www.gvanno.com. That's www.gvanno.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly we're talking today with our very, very special guest, Barry Shammas. Barry, you pick up the story and tell us about Orlando, Florida.
Oh, what a story. I'm going to get this over with. Anyone who wants to invite me to lecture or get a brand new CD, what I'm saying today, but in front of a big crowd in Denver, just write me at Shammas, B-A. That's C-H-A-M-I-S-H, B-A, you know, like Barry Shammas. Shammas, B-A. At gmail.com. Now we go to Orlando, where a group called the Battalion of Deborah has promised me by phone the biggest rally ever to save Israel in America So I book as a vendor. I'm going to sell my books to these people. Now, I get there, and I've been promised 2,000 people of the greatest patriots in America are going to come to stand by Israel, and there's going to be members of the Knesset and a famous preacher named Hagee, and 4 days of just saving Israel. Maybe 120 people showed. Maybe. And there were at least 60 vendors. So, you know, we're almost as many vendors as there are audience. So something ripped. No one showed to save Israel, thank goodness, because these what we were told by every speaker is that Israel's duty is to attack Iran. Now, let me tell you about night two. Forget night one with Hagee and all these guys. Night two, the Israeli members of Knesset are going to speak. And I know them all. They know me. You have Moody Zemberg. You have Benny Elon. The next person is just a political analyst, but nonetheless of some influence. Eliakim Rubinstein. Anyways, I start noticing something really wrong with the vendors. The vendors are about, a third Israeli, but I spotted one I knew. This guy was from the Shabak, our secret service. This guy had been following me in Israel. Or he had been at events where I had been to. Now, it says his name, I think it was Avi Ishii, but his last name is Newman. N-E-U-M-A-N-N. If you have an event ever in your community called Stand By Israel, and I swear I hope you don't, and I'll tell you why shortly, watch out for this guy Newman, then you know the place is filled with Shabak. So I'm making friends with another Israeli, and Ami Tours of Chicago. Well, you know, there's Shabak too. Every Israeli there are Secret Service. So finally, this guy's I tell the guy at Ami Tours, who takes my book in Hebrew and never returns it, because I'm thrown out of there. Okay, get ready. I'm giving you some fast forward before I tell this. I'm being followed around by this blonde guy, looks German. His name is Newman. I say to the guy from Ami Tours, I said, what's the Shabak doing in here? This is America. You can't bring the Shabak here. And the guy turned white. And then we all sat down just to talk, and this guy sits beside me, this Newman, pretending he's not listening to every word I say. So I say to him, Amichai, ma korepo? I said, Amichai, what's going on here? And he turned ashen white. Ashen white. I identified him as Shabak. That is not a good thing to do. I called him by his real name. So we go back into our tables. I go back to my table, and there's an announcement. All of our tables are shut down. And here is the reason why. Because, now they don't tell us this. There's no one in the auditorium for a film they are making. They're making a film for Israeli consumption showing how many Americans are standing by Israel. And the answer is none. Okay? They don't want that. So they force the vendors to watch the lousy speeches. So now I go outside and I start talking to Israelis I know. Number one is the filmmaker. His name is Nitzan Chen. Well, he's plenty famous because Avishai Ravid, read my book, Who Murdered Rabin, if you don't know this. He was Yigal Amir, the so-called murderer's accomplice. Nonetheless, Ravid gave Nitzan Chen, working for Channel 1, Government Channel 1 in Israel, a poster of Rabin, wearing a Gestapo uniform. This was a month and a half before the assassination. To this day, they use that to prove that the scepters were all a bunch of fascists. That was Nitzan Chen. Now, what's he doing? He's chasing these Christian women. And I start talking to him, and he says, this is the golden land. No, I assume the gold stopped shining when he found out that Christian women are not very easy. But that's what he was doing, married religious. Oops, you cut me in the middle. I hear music.
No, I didn't do that, Barry. That's what the computer does. So you just hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment or two, and we'll let you tell the rest of the story. But, no, I don't run this show. It gets on my show. I can control the music, but here, it's the computer. We'll be right back with Barry Shamus here at Genesis.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest this afternoon, Barry Samuelson. Barry, I want you to give your email, telephone number out, whatever you'd like to get once more time. Barry, are you there? Barry Samuelson, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Why don't you get your telephone number and email or website out one more time?
Okay. Look, the website is the Barry Samuelson website. That is www.thebarrychamisweb.com. The Barry Chamish website.com. You want to book me? Get books? Just write chamishba@gmail.com. That's chamishba@gmail.com. Now let's go back to Orlando.
All right, let's get back to Orlando.
Okay, now I look at this place. This is a convention of the Shabbat. Now,
well, you know, the thing that they're going to get 2,000 people out, I mean, how could they, it's hard to get 200 people out, much less 2,000.
Well, these bachelors for Deborah thought they were going to get 2,000. Everyone was told that's where we all flew to Orlando, and that's no pretty city, let me tell you. But nonetheless, that's what they told us. But now I'm starting to know people. You know, first of all, Nitan Khan, the filmmaker, he's chasing Christian girls. Then, of course, you have Newman, Avichai Newman, I believe is his name, but Newman certainly is his name. He is running something called IPI, which you can send telegrams to the Western Wall, Shabak. There's AMI tours of Chicago, Shabak. The whole thing is just a Shabak convention. But then I see Moody Zemberg. Moody Zemberg was a member of Knesset, and I supported him, and I quoted him early in his career when he was with something called, you know, forget what he was, what he became is the big issue now. After speaking with him for about 5-10 minutes, I say to this bather of Deborah, this woman, I said, you know, it's a real shame what he became. I really had a lot of hope for him when he first got to the Knesset. And she gets really upset and said, he's better than ever. Well, he's not a Knesset member now, but the last time he ran for Knesset, he ran in something called the Shinui Party, a viciously anti-religious party who hates Christians and Jews. So I said to this woman, did you know that about him? And she said, no. No, I didn't know that. I don't want to know it. And anyways, the Jewish agency supplied us with the Israeli speakers. And then bells went off in my head. The Jewish agency supplied them with speakers. What the heck? They're all turncoats. They're right-wing. They're fake right-wing. They say right-wing stuff, but it's all written for them. They're not real. Next comes Benny Elon. Benny Elon had was very involved in the Rabin assassination. He worked with Avishai Rabin, as I told you, the partner of Yigal Amir in the organization called Ayal. Get my book, Who Murdered Rabin. Anyways, I, yesterday in my send-out, gave away something I had held inside me for 10 years. The fact that Benny Elon was working for the Shabak, sending young men and women, 13 and 14 years old, to Avishai Raviv. I found this out because one of the young men, his name was Ariel Landsberg, told me that it was Benny Elon at an anti-government rally at Orient House, the PLO headquarters in Jerusalem, that sent him to IL. And he said to me that's why he was the first one to identify Avishai Raviv as a Shabak agent, and that is why he let his niece, and this is another story, Margaret Lee Harshefi, dangle in the wind, didn't say a word in her defense while she was set up for 8 months for being a partner of Yigal Amir in the conspiracy to murder Rabin. He knew it was a lie and couldn't open his mouth because he had worked for the Shabak. I said to myself, another turncoat? And I'm going through the list, Eliakim Rubenstein, the only settler who knows my work, who hates it. I said, these guys are all working for the Israeli government. They're pretend right-wingers, telling these dumb ladies and their husbands that the Israeli government is an actual democracy because we can say these things when all they're trying to do is get America prepared for an attack on Iran, because every speech said the same thing. When we get angry, we become the best fighters in the world, as if Hezbollah didn't hold the country for one solid month in a massive kidnapping. We were great, great fighters, no doubt about that. And we're going to take on Iran? Us? We're going to take on Iran when we can't even hold our own against Hezbollah? But that's what this awful battalion of Deborah is doing. They're trying to get Americans all hyped up for a war against Iran. And who is doing it but this preacher Hagee? This preacher John Hagee, who writes a book that the time has come for Israel to take on Iran and Israel will lose. This is all a dreadful, horrible setup leading to a massive expanded war in the Middle East. These dumb women, and I'm going to get to the really dumb one in 1 second, but nonetheless, that's what these dumb women are doing. By standing by Israel, they're sending them into a war that's going to destroy Israel.
Well, you know, you're the first person who's really been able to see this. I talked to a gentleman this morning on another network, and he couldn't see this, that this, you know, this could have disastrous effects on Israel. I mean, it could bring, you know, a loss of a significant part of the population.
I'd say all of it. Remember, there's 6 million Jews, 5.8 million, behind that wall. And when these missiles start really arriving, and with all kinds of chemical and biological, there's no more Israel with the loss of very few Arabs. Israel's in a mess, and its own government, of course, put them behind the wall, put the Jewish people behind the wall, because our government is in favor of globalism, one, and Judaism, oh, you know, somewhere near the best of the monkeys or something, you know, but number 8,200,000, that's our government. They are globalists. And by the way, this is all tied in with 9/11, because that event was to get America in the Middle East, and that event was aimed at forming a beautiful new Well, what can you say? Another EU in the Middle East, as I told you on the show. I found out from Ron Pundak, the negotiator of the Oslo Accord, that the goal of Oslo was to destroy Israel and create a happy new trading bloc in the Middle East. Now, if we've got the time, I'm going to go to the dramatic story of how it got thrown out.
All right, you go right ahead. We got about 11 minutes.
Oh, that's great. All right. Now I have named the Shabak agent, especially Newman, but also Amitur's. He's following me around, and he's a much nicer guy. You know, there are agents who are really nice guys, believe it or not. The Shabak isn't totally rotten, but it's, you know, at its deepest interior it is, but you can get a nice guy or two in it. Amitur's of Chicago, the guy was pretty good. He did take my book, but I'll forgive him someday. I hope he learns from it. Now we've got a situation where I've identified the Shabak. I know the whole place is run by the Shabak. I know that the Jewish agency has supplied the Israeli speakers. I know they're all turncoats. They don't want me there anymore. That's for darn sure. But then comes the torture. They make all of the vendors sit in the auditorium and watch the dreadful speeches. And believe me, I have seen dreadful speeches, but none were so obviously written by someone else as these speeches. And I kept walking out. I couldn't stand it. I could not stand to be in the same room as these Israeli members of the Knesset and these Sanhedrin filming them and trying to make it appear that America is standing with Israel. America is not standing with Israel. No one showed up. The event was a giant flop. We were there to fill the auditorium. Now, at this point, I just kept walking out every 2 seconds. I could not sit still and watch this. I was watching the Holocaust of Israel taking place, using, of course, right-wing. Now, by using these right-wing members of Knesset, why, the audience supported the Israeli government because it looks like a democracy. You know, yeah, I mean, these guys are talking our language. And I want you to know that these Christians, every militaristic word there was, they stood up and waved their hands. And don't ask me why, but it must be some sort of Christian thing to wave your hands. But that's what they did. They stood up like the cheering section, like, what can I tell you? The Bronx cheers every time we said a word. Let's attack Iraq. Yay! You know, let's attack Iraq. Who cares if there's 60 million dead? Yay! And I knew this was the end of Israel. My people are going to die. My children are going to die. Their friends are going to die. My neighbors are going to die. Everyone I know is going to die. And I'm watching it in front of me.
Well, no, Ursa, did your children get out? I thought...
No, they're there. They're Israeli. I can't get hold of them. Something happened to all their phone lines. No. I tried today. I phoned everyone. I can't even get through to my family. I'm terrified.
Well, I share your fear and your concern. Well, at least probably nothing much is going to happen until after the elections, because George Bush, I do not think, is going to launch the attack before the election. That could
That's
be wrong.
Irrelevant to Israel. What they're doing to the Israeli people has no connection to George Bush.
Bush's re-election.
It's more of a connection to George Burns than it does to George Bush.
Well, but the thing is that George, and we'll just have to wait and see. I got some information from a CIA contact this morning that told me the attack is coming very soon. Let's hope and pray that, you know, it holds off at least until November.
Oh, Lord. If I were in the war councils of Damascus, I wouldn't attack in November. Okay, I wouldn't even come close to that. But neither here nor there, the Arabs do smell victory. And that means another round and all this horrible, horrible stuff. But now is the drama time. I walk out one last time. The last time I walk out, and an itty-bitty little girl from the battalion said, Deborah, becomes a Shabaknik. Okay? I'm surrounded. Now, all the security guards, but Newman, you know, but the head Shabak guy, they're all blacks. They're American blacks. They all surround me, and suddenly this itty-bitty little woman starts giving Shabak talk. And by the way, thousands of Israelis have heard this. We all know what it sounds like. She says, I'm going to say this once and only once. Oh, no. Here comes the usual Shabak psychology. Surround the guy, in this case, by 1,000 black men. You know, really scare him. And let the little girl, the American who they cannot arrest, give the little speech. I'm going to say this once. The next time a uniformed policeman will come and say it for me. Yes. He says, you are getting out of here, and that is final. I said, this sounds good to me. I wasn't arguing about that. The faster the better. This place was a living hell. But she went on with the speech. I agreed. I said, I'm going to have no problem. But she went on with the speech they taught her. Okay? And she does it right to the end. Even though I agree, and it doesn't matter. She was taught the Shabbat. Let's intimidate the man's speech. And she was going to finish it. And she was so happy when she finished it. I swear this is true. She started humming a country song. So this itty-bitty widow battalion of Deborah woman is now tough. They taught her how to get rid of a troublemaker. Now, of course, if I wasn't surrounded by these guards, she wouldn't be so tough. But nonetheless, she knows she's protected, and they taught her the Israeli spiel. I lost all my freedom in Orlando. I mean, I lost my freedom in Orlando. I was back in Israel with the Shabak running the show. And that's not a funny thing to happen to a city as ugly as Orlando. Okay? Now, I went back to the motel, and I closed the door. I did not want to leave till my plane was supposed to leave. I phoned the airport. The only flight out would cost me $600. I stayed in that room terrified, knowing the Shabak were out there, and this was their chance to knock me off. Okay, and I didn't open the door for 2 days. Okay, you want to talk paranoia? I just gave you paranoia. You know, the ultimate paranoia, the Shabak is out there. Well, and they can hurt me.
Well, wait a minute now, Barry. You're only paranoid if you imagine people are against you. When they really are out to get you, why, that's being a realist.
Oh, I think they were really out to get me, that's for darn sure. Now let's return to 9/11. And the big one with Larry Silverstein. The one that I didn't stress hard, but it's, again, go to my website, that Barry Chapman website, and you'll see an article called Larry Pulls It. That's what it's called, Larry Pulls It. You know, Larry pulls Building 7, of course. And you'll note that Larry had a meeting just before he pulled it with Ariel Sharon at the home of, or was it just after? Who cares? The fact is, at the home of Nona Rosenwald, of the CFR, Sharon has a private meeting. There are about 10, 15 guests, but Sharon has a private meeting with Larry Silverstein. Silverstein is tied up with Sharon. Now, you know what that means, I think, from what I told you. Sharon, all his life, was a leftist. He was born on a left-wing kibbutz. His friends are... Shimon Peres is his closest friend, until Peres, of course, killed him, because he wanted to become second in Kadima. But up from there, until then, Sharon met him every Shabbat to plan the nation. I finally told these people who are just smearing Israel, smearing me, that's what it comes down to, with me watching, they're smearing Israel, that Sharon was a peacemaker. Sharon pulled out of Gush Katif. That is not a war maker, that's a peacemaker. And it was Sharon who set up Israel to die. No one seems to understand this. That was Barak and Sharon and all the CFR bunnies that were not strengthening Israel by pulling out of southern Lebanon or pulling out of Gaza. They were opening a new war front. And I explained to this audience that it's the peacemakers, folks, the people you call tough, who used to be the Beirut party, which doesn't exist anymore because Sharon was assigned in 1974 by Henry Kissinger, and read my books. I have all the names to tell me how he got to this fact. He was told to take his left-wing political party, join it up with the Beirut, and destroy Menachem Begin's Beirut party. We'll take care of the rest. We'll write that the Begin was a fascist, and he was a Nazi, and whatever you want. But the fact remains, during World War II, the only people trying to save the Jews from the Holocaust in America were the Beirut party, were the Jabotinsky revisionist Jews. They were running all over America. The great hero Ben Hecht was running all over America in order to save the Jews of Israel. And the reason they failed was something called the Sabbatean or Frankist Jews, led by Rabbi Stuart Weiss, who convinced the Roosevelt administration that these people were crazy and that we will not do a damn thing to stop the Holocaust of the Jews in Europe. And that these people who killed 6 million Jews in the 40s, who had their who were tied up with the Nazis from beginning to end, who signed the transfer agreement. Edwin Black, go to the internet and get it. Get Perfidy, Ben Hess, get my books. Get all the good Jews' books and know that the Jews running Israel, the left-wing Bolshevik Sabbatean Jews, are going to kill another 6 million people, and they don't give a damn.
Well, Chris, I really think they're satanic. I think these are evil and wicked people.
And another thing you should know, the only reason a Sharon or a Barak can get away with killing 6 million people, or for that matter, one person, is their promise absolution, their promise freedom, and they will not get it.
Amen to that. Well, Barry, we're out of time. But God bless you. You take care of yourself, and we'll be talking to you real soon.
Well done, son.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, the Genesis Communication Network, and I want you to understand what Barry's talking about is a group within the Jewish faith, and it's the Sabbateans, who are basically Satanists. And when you understand that, it makes so much more sense as to what's going on today. But those same forces are working within the Catholic churches, they're working within the Protestant church, they're working within our seminaries, they're working within our foundations, they're working in our corporations, they're working in our media. And there really are people out there who worship Satan. They worship a different god. And, of course, if you hook up with the dark side, well, you'll get great wealth, you'll get great power, but of course you do so at the cost of your eternal soul. If you haven't seen the videos we carry about they sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version, you need to get it. The new production by the same individual entitled The Da Vinci Con, Hollywood's War Against America, is a great new DVD. We really like it. The Rape of the Soul by Michael Colaci, going into pornographic religious art and obscene religious art that is being protected by the highest levels of the church. You certainly would want to get our material. The Hostage to the Devil, the book written by Malachi Martin, and you can get the 4-tape set, the interviews with Malachi Martin, along with that as a reduced cost. We call it the Malachi Martin Special. But Hostage to the Devil is the story of 5 exorcisms, and when you finish reading that book, you'll never look at the world through the same eyes again. Well, this is the time we certainly want to remind all of our listeners of Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we certainly hope that many of you will be able to lend us a hand at these times so that we can maintain the network that we have, and we're reaching more people all the time, let me tell you. It's exciting to see how many more responses we're getting from across America. I want to remind you about our all-day seminar on the 29th of October. That's a Sunday, the 29th of October. If you're going to be coming in from outside, let us know, and we'll help you to get your reservations at a local hotel. And if you do it within about the next 10 days, why, you'll get a reduced rate on it. After that, why, we won't be able to hold those rooms for you. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will, want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Incidentally, if you're going to come to the seminar, you have to give us a call because we're going to be serving lunch. We have to know how many people are coming. You have to have a reservation. So the number for that is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you want, of course, to get some of the videos we have, we've got some great videos. You want to know what's going to happen financially and what you should be doing to protect yourself. Why, certainly the financial tsunami. The syllabus, the audio tape, the videotape, the DVD. If you want to understand the war in Iraq, it's Iraq, the Untold Story, because it's really all of the wars of the last century and how they were all contrived and the casualty figures on them. And it's great information you're not going to get elsewhere. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will give a serious consideration to getting the material we have on the world revolution, going into the background of Fidel Castro and how the United States brought Fidel Castro to power, just exactly as the United States brought the Ayatollahs to power back in 1979. So we brought Fidel Castro to power in 1959. They seem to love that number, 59. Oh, but the same thing, of course, we brought the communists to power in China in 1949. We do the same thing over and over again that people never can figure out what's going on. But you'll actually hear my interview with the ambassador to Cuba at the time, Ambassador Earl Smith, an uncut edition of it, but you'll have no question at all. The government knew Fidel Castro was a communist. They brought him to power intentionally. They've kept him in power ever since then. And most of what you think you know is simply not true. Everything is an illusion. Everything is a delusion. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Pray for America. Pray for our leaders, our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
This is Arthur Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And with us this afternoon as a special guest is Dr. Garth Nicholson of the Department of Molecular Pathology, the Institute for Molecular Medicine in Huntington Beach, California. Prior to that, he was a tenured professor at the MD Anderson Clinic in Texas. But of course, we'll tell you a little bit about his story laid out in a book called Project Daylily. And he was literally forced to leave for fear of his life because of the things he found out about the programs to create new and deadly diseases. But we're going to start out talking about the metabolic syndrome, which is something that plagues so many people today. And Dr. Nicholson has just completed writing an article, which he's kind enough to send me, and going into the background of how the metabolic syndrome and mitochondrial function actually has such a profound impact on the health of the American people, and how the replacement in antioxidant supplements can actually prevent membrane peroxidation and restore mitochondrial function. But you don't want to hear me talk about it. You want to hear Dr. Nicholson. Garth, thank you so very much for being with us.
Well, thanks, Dan. And again, I'm introducing a new topic between us. Metabolic syndrome, and let me explain how I kind of got involved in that, and then maybe at the end of the hour we could talk a little bit about our book, Project Daylily. But first I'd like to talk about this subject because it is so important for the American public. 22% of the adults in this country will come down with a syndrome called metabolic syndrome. And most everyone, very few people have heard of this, and I find that amazing since almost one out of four people are going to have this problem. And this is a collection of signs and symptoms that predisposes individuals to a variety of diseases which will kill them. Things like type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular diseases, stroke, kidney disease, liver disease, so on and so forth. These are really major medical problems. And it starts out, I wouldn't say innocuously, but it starts out with obesity is one of the main principal ingredients of this syndrome. And obesity is one of the risk factors, but there's several others. There may be a genetic component of this as well, but with 22% of the people in our country involved with this, it's obviously not all genetics. There are a number of other factors which are very important. One is the fact that blood tests, when they're done on these individuals, show that they have abnormalities in their blood. They may have a high level of glucose in their blood, for example. They may be glucose intolerant. They may have a number of changes in their lipids. And I'm going to get a little bit in more detail on the lipids because I'm very interested in this. So what we call lipid homeostasis is modified. So there are changes in the low-density and high-density lipoproteins and so on. These are risk factors for heart disease. We know that. And when you start seeing these things, obesity, elevated fasting plasma glucose, changes in lipids, changes, for example, in the triglycerols, increased levels of low-density lipoproteins and reduced levels of high-density lipoproteins, elevated blood pressure, and the presence of what we call a pro-inflammatory state, which means the vascular system is being insulted. All this puts together will put a person at very high risk eventually to come down with type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease. So this is very important that we study this, learn something about it, so that we can intervene and help these people reverse this trend. And so this is one of the projects that we're involved in. And it's interesting how I got involved in this project, because...
Why don't you sort of hold that? We're going to just actually drop a couple of our stations and bring some other stations on. So I want you to tell our listeners exactly how you got involved in this and why this is so very important. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available at Radio Liberty, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radio Liberty Health Catalog.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio screens of all of the compelling GCN broadcasts. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news, because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once, and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Nicholson is saying the reason this metabolic syndrome creates a problem, is because it causes an oxidative stress. So why don't you pick that up and explain to our listeners what that really means?
Well, oxidative stress occurs because the little energy systems in our cells, the little batteries inside our cells called the mitochondria, become dysfunctional, and they start increasing the amount of oxidative damage that occurs in the cell. And this causes a wide variety of different changes to occur, and eventually it sets off the syndrome that I was discussing, metabolic syndrome. It's an important part of that. And, of course, all the changes in the lipids, the changes in glucose, the changes in the cells, everything, and they're caused by generally by obesity and other problems. And then they, in turn, cause this change in what we call oxidative stress and the role of reactive oxygen species, as they're called. These are little high-energy compounds inside the cells which are produced, which can cause a lot of damage. And normally we have systems there to neutralize this. And one of the systems that is present to neutralize this is called the antioxidant system. And, you know, this is one of the reasons why everybody recommends taking antioxidants, particularly when you begin aging, is to help neutralize this oxidative stress that are present in our cells.
And that would be what things like vitamin C and vitamin E.
Yes, and there are a number of other natural antioxidants besides the vitamins as well that one could take. What these tend to do is that they try and neutralize the oxidative stress that are present in the cells being produced by the mitochondria in the cells. And the reason we got so interested in the mitochondria was that, as I was mentioning, infections like the infections we found in the Gulf War veterans stimulate the release of these reactive oxygen species. They increase the oxidative stress in cells. They damage the mitochondria and then cause fatigue. And this happens naturally during aging as well, when our antioxidant defenses are gradually reduced and so on, and we have to really take more antioxidants. We have to take more vitamins, more antioxidants to help neutralize this excess oxidative stress that's present in our cells. And so this can become a problem in a number of different ways, and one of the problems that it causes is the metabolic syndrome. And, you know, when looking at metabolic syndrome, we found that these people, by and large, are also fatigued, and because their mitochondria are being assaulted by this oxidative process. And so we related this back to some of our experiences with chronic infections, and that's really how I got involved in this area, because we've tried to devise the ways to counter this. And of course, one of the ways to counter this is to use antioxidants and so on. But it turns out the antioxidants are not enough, because they will help prevent the damage, but they won't repair the damage once it's done. And so then we came up with a technique to help repair the damage to the lipids in the cells, which are very sensitive targets for this oxidative stress, particularly the mitochondrial lipids. And this is a technique that I call lipid replacement therapy. And this is an all dietetic natural approach to essentially replace the damaged lipids in the cells. And we've been doing this now for a few years, and we've actually published a few clinical trials on this showing the really outstanding results in terms of now using with antioxidants and vitamins, using lipid replacement therapy to help people repair the damage that's being done to their systems. And metabolic syndrome, of course, is a big area that I'm very interested in, because there's a lot of damage to mitochondria causing the excess oxidative stress into cells and setting off a whole cascade of different metabolic problems, which eventually cause tremendous damage to our systems, to our organs, and so on. So this is something that I've gotten involved in. I sent Dr. Stan a review on this that I wrote recently, just to give him an idea of the interrelationship between all these different systems and the different diseases that can arise when this oxidative damage gets out of control.
Well, now, can we actually help this if we could lose some weight, if we were doing exercises, things of that sort?
Absolutely. In fact, you just can't drug your way out of this, or you just can't take supplements and get out of this. You really, obesity is the major central problem in metabolic syndrome, and so something has to be done about obesity. So the proper diet is really critical. Also, making sure that you lower your blood pressure, and there are a variety of different ways of doing this. Making sure that your blood glucose levels are lower, which means eating less sugar. And there are a number of other dietetic factors which are involved, and we actually have a series of diets, and actually American Heart Association also has a series of diets for people who have this problem and who have the changes in the lipid profiles and so on that put them at high risk for cardiovascular disease. So in the case of cardiovascular disease, there's another important element of this, and that's the vascular system. And what happens in the vascular system, and also the endothelial cells, which line the blood vessels, and each and every one of our blood vessels is lined by these endothelial cells, they're very sensitive to oxidative stress. And when this occurs, changes can happen in these cells, and they can turn into what we call a prothrombogenic state, which means that there are high risk for damage of the vascular system and high risk for damage due to clot formation. So prothrombogenic means pro-clotting, and once the endothelial cells and once the vascular system gets in a pro-clotting state, then there are a lot of these little clots that are formed that float around in our vascular system. And that sounds bad, and it is bad, and it can be very bad, particularly if the clots are big enough. They can, in fact, lodge in really critical sites, like, for example, the vascular system of the heart or the brain. And if they lodge in those sites, they can cause either heart failure or stroke or a number of other problems. So this is one of the really life-threatening aspects of metabolic disease. Down the road, you can have a stroke, you can have heart disease, you can have major problems. And so we need to control this at an earlier stage. And that's why I became interested in metabolic syndrome, because this is a stage where we can use dietary approaches, we can use antioxidants and vitamins, and also lipid replacement therapy to try and control this oxidative stress that our systems are under so that we don't end up in a situation like type 2 diabetes or vascular inflammation or eventually coronary heart disease.
All right. Well, it's really, when you think that over 22% of our population has something like this, why, it certainly needs to be approached. Somebody had called in, wants to know if eating oatmeal would help something like that.
Well, of course, eating oatmeal, anything that, any part of the diet, for example, that will reduce the bad lipids and also help your digestive system and so on. And oatmeal, I think, is good, particularly if it's not a lot of sugar along with it. But that sugar, I think, is one of the big bugaboos in this, because the sugar gets, I would say, metabolized when it gets in the system if we have excess sugar. And then we can have all these changes due to the fact that the sugar actually ends up getting involved in chemical reactions that it shouldn't be involved in. And this causes changes in cells, which, in fact, can set about damage to the cells and eventually can result in type 2 diabetes and other problems as well. So sugar is one thing. Actually removing the wrong kind of lipids, that's another thing. The low-density lipoproteins, we want to reduce those. Cholesterol level is important, of course. And so these are all the things that are, have to be taken into consideration. And the way to help these people that are in this category, and this is a very large category, is, of course, before they progress to these life-threatening diseases, is to try and intervene. And the way that we can intervene at an early stage is with diet. We can intervene with vitamins and antioxidants and lipid replacement therapy to replace the damaged lipids. And that's, I think, a much easier route than to wait too long and wait until your system is damaged and then try and reverse it. So it's very hard to reverse the damage of type 2 diabetes. It's incredibly hard to reverse the damage of cardiovascular disease when it occurs. And so these are things that if we let it go too long, it's much more difficult to deal with than if we deal with it at an earlier stage. And so that's why I've chosen to try and focus a little bit on metabolic syndrome, because there I think we can have an important impact and we can change people's lives if they're willing to make the adjustment to a less sedentary lifestyle, to proper diet, for example. So that's exercise, diet. Also, they need to make sure that their blood pressure is in the proper range, and so on and so forth. These are lifestyle changes, which at that stage I think we can do something about, and most people can do something about, rather than waiting until it's, I wouldn't say until it's too late, but waiting until you have a major disease problem that is going to affect you for the rest of your life.
And of course, can't you get that blood pressure down quite a bit by actually getting some weight off of?
Absolutely. I mean, all of these things are, of course, they're coupled in a very complex way, which I won't go into. And you saw, for example, one of the figures in the review that I sent you. There are a number of really complicated metabolic cycles that occur, and when these get out of whack, they cause a number of different changes in our cells. And I mentioned some in the mitochondria, for example. And once these changes take place, then if they're not reversed at a fairly early stage, then a lot of damage can occur that is essentially irreversible.
And don't these fat cells that we generate, don't they actually then begin to change the whole metabolism of other fats that are in our system that just sets up this vicious cycle?
It does. It's a very vicious cycle. And if we intervene at an early stage, we can change all of that.
All right, fine. We're going to be back in just a moment or two. My guest is Dr. Garth Nicholson. And she taught medical school for many, many years. I've talked to many of his students, and they certainly appreciated all the wonderful things he taught them. But right now, he's doing great research to help as many people as he can. Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is September 19th, 2006. Gold opened at $583 and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $614.91. Again, that's $614.91 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. With the slow economy, real estate prices dropping, the war on terrorism, the economic climate in the United States is questionable. U.S. citizens work a third of their life just to cover their tax liabilities. Bankruptcies continue to weaken financial institutions. Midas is offering a hard-hitting report by Greg McCoach, covering the 7 reasons for gold to move higher, calling for $1,000 an ounce, exposing the debt structure, central bank buying, the China effect, and much more. Call today for a free copy, 800-686-2237. Our government may be bound to repeat, so arm yourself with knowledge, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Infections that we've looked for.
Well, the Dr. Nicholson was just talking about the people with the chronic fatigue syndrome or these chronic fatigue type of illnesses. And if you look at those who've had this for more than 6 months, well over 50% of them have a specific or several specific types of infections. Would that be a fair statement?
That's a fair statement. In fact, we've actually published studies on this showing that most chronic fatigue syndrome patients have multiple infections, not just one. They have both bacterial and viral infections, and they usually have multiple infections. And often these infections cause damage to the mitochondria. So we've been talking a lot about the mitochondria because they're involved in so many different medical conditions. And they're involved in cancer, they're involved in fatiguing illnesses, they're involved in metabolic syndrome and cardiovascular disease. All these important diseases have as one of the elements damaged mitochondria. And this happens naturally during aging, and so if we look at the people that are greater than, let's say, 70 years of age, often their mitochondrial function is 30 to 40% of what it used to be when they were younger, and no wonder they don't have a lot of energy. Well, by taking the right kinds of antioxidants and lipid replacement therapy supplements, we can boost the metabolic capacity of the mitochondria back up to where it was when a person was 30 or 40 years old. So this is a dramatic increase in the mitochondrial function, and it leads to a dramatic decrease in fatigue and an increase in the ability of these patients to get out and around and exert themselves physically in ways that they couldn't do before.
Well, what about what specific things are you specific? I know you were mentioning this one product, but what specific antioxidants would people be taking?
Well, basically, just the normal vitamins and minerals that we all suggest that they take, everybody from the American Heart Association, the American Cancer Society, and so on and so forth, the vegetables, the minerals, the vitamins, and so on, of a healthy diet. This will really replace and keep high the levels of antioxidants in our cells necessary to help restore the function of systems like our mitochondria. But that turns out to be not quite enough in the case of the mitochondria because the mitochondria, you know, I keep describing them as a little battery because essentially that's what they are. There's actually an electrochemical potential across the membrane of the mitochondria. And if the membrane is damaged, then that potential decreases. There actually is electron and proton flow across the membrane, and then all of a sudden the membrane is run down. The electrical charge of the membrane is run down, just like your battery is run down. If you strip the insulation off the battery, it becomes leaky, and our mitochondria become leaky as well. And this damage can be repaired, but the damage to the lipids have to be repaired, or we can't maintain that electrical organ that it is. And so we need to do that by replacing those damaged lipids, and that's why we've come up with a lipid product to do that that is based upon membrane lipids. So this very same lipids that are present, not the unhealthy lipids that we were talking about before that can cause all kinds of problems, but these are the good lipids. These are the lipids of the membranes that are important in our cellular physiology. And so these good lipids can go in and replace the damaged lipids, and that will help the function of the mitochondria. And, you know, to get back, and again, we kind of got involved in this whole area because we were studying infections from the Gulf War, and I'll come back to the book because that's how we got involved in this whole area early on. Infections cause damage to our membranes, and particularly the mitochondrial membranes, because the infections that get inside our cells, like the mycoplasmal infections that are found in most chronic fatigue syndrome patients, cause an increase in these reactive oxygen species, these oxidative stress that causes the membranes to be damaged and become leaky. And so infections play a role in this whole process as well. And we didn't understand this many years ago. We didn't understand why, for example, if you get these infections, all of a sudden you had all this fatigue. Why should getting an infection cause fatigue? Well, it's tied up with the mitochondria. And so that led us into that. And we actually, before we got involved with mitochondria, we were studying why people got sick with these fatiguing illnesses, and Gulf War illness is one of those fatiguing illnesses. And And that comes back to our book Project Daylily, which I'd like to spend a little time on, because one of the things, as you know, Stan, that we got involved in was why these veterans came back from the Gulf War and became sick with these fatiguing illnesses, like we call Gulf War illness. And it turns out that half of them approximately had a very unusual infection that they shouldn't have had at all. It was an infection that was actually patented by a U.S. Army pathologist at the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology and studied by the U.S. Army for many years. And why would they come back from the Gulf with this very unusual microbe that the Army had studied so often?
Well, you're going to have to hold that for just a minute. We'll be right back in just a moment with Dr. Garth Nicholson. And that's the crux of the whole story.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers, such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words. Everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Go to www.gvanno.com. That's www.gvanno.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Dr. Garth Nicholson, and we're talking about what happened when the veterans came home from the first Gulf War, and many of them, 6 months to a year after they returned home, came down ill. And a lot of these were professional soldiers. The first Gulf War was very short. These were men that fought in other wars, and this was not psychological. This was a real illness. And, of course, many of the groups that came to Dr. Nicholson for help were SEALs or Rangers or other the Special Forces units of highly skilled and very, very well-conditioned non-commissioned and commissioned officers who were frankly sick and could not continue their lifestyle, and they wanted to continue. And so this is what Dr. Nicholson began to investigate and find out that many of these people were infected with a specific organism that had been genetically created by our government, and which that even had the audacity to patent it, a specific type of mycoplasm. So with that as the background, Dr. Nicholson, you pick up the story.
Well, what we found when we started testing these individuals, because we had thought that there might be an infection involved in this because of the different types of signs and symptoms that were that they were presenting with, but also the fact that we had seen this before. In fact, my wife even had a very life-threatening encounter with a mycoplasmal infection. So we knew that that was one of the types of microorganisms that might be involved. And we had a long list, actually, in our book, Project Daylily. We actually go through the anatomy of trying to decide what might be involved in causing these different illnesses and so on. And so your readers might be interested in getting that book from your bookstore, because it'll explain kind of the logic behind our approach and why we went in certain directions and why we decided that we needed to look for infections. Then we started seeing illness in the immediate family members, and then we were sure that in that case there must be an infection involved. And we're talking about maybe half the veterans that came back sick. The other half had a number of other different problems that other people were working on, like chemical exposures or even depleted uranium and so on. We concentrated on the infections because we were looking at the families. And wherever there was illness that spread from the veteran into the families, and the families were starting to show some of the same signs and symptoms, then we knew that it had to be something biological. It couldn't be chemical or it couldn't be radiological. It had to be biological. It had to be an infection that was passed to the immediate family member.
And you're talking really, usually it was the wife who came down with it. About, what, 40 to 50% of the wives, actually, of the sick veterans actually were sick themselves. The wives were sick.
Exactly. We did a study which we published where we actually chose veterans that were positive, for example, for Mycoplasma fermentans, which was the most commonly found infection. There were other infectious agents that were found, but this was probably the most common infectious agent. This was the one worked on by the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology and actually patented by them. This one, if we found a veteran was positive for this and had a family, then we wanted to study the family. If there was any illness in the family, we studied the family. And what we found was that when the family started to get sick, in the case of the spouses, for example, more than 80% of the sick spouses had the same infection. And then we started looking at the children. The spouses actually were diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome, if they had a diagnosis for their ailments. And that went along with actually their veteran spouse diagnosis as well. Gulf War illness is very similar to, it's the military counterpart, really, to chronic fatigue syndrome. In the case of children, it was very interesting because the young children were showing tendencies of autism. They were showing autistic behavior. They had developmental and teaching disabilities, for example, and they had, in some cases, very extreme reactions to light and to sound and to other people and so on, and very repetitive behavior, obvious signs of autistic behavior. And they had some other problems as well, but the teenage ones tended to be more like the adult spouses in the family. But the young children were showing this very unusual developmental behavior. And it's very interesting that we see so much of autism and other autistic spectrum disorders in our population. One wonders what that could be related to. And in the case of the Gulf War veterans, we and other people have related this back to the multiple vaccines that they received during deployment. And the fact that some of these may have been actually contaminated, and in fact it's even worse. I say contaminated, but in fact, some of my colleagues who are veterans correct me in that, and they've done some of the research. We haven't done this to show that at least one of the vaccines that was given to Gulf War veterans may have been a modified mycoplasma that was supposed to give them immunity against these types of microorganisms, and in one case, the immunity against HIV. But it seemed to have backfired. And this goes into the story Project Daylily, where we're faced with finding this very unusual microorganism in the Gulf War veterans that's been modified. And nobody wants to hear this. Nobody wants to believe this. And the trouble that we went through, everything from attempted murder to financial ruin, they attempted to professionally ruin us. You know, you wouldn't believe what happened to us. And let tell you, if you read the book, everything in the book is true. We had to change the names. We had to change the places. And a bit of the dialogue may have been embellished, but other than that, all the events are absolutely true in the book. And people have gotten back to me and they said they just can't believe that this could happen in America in this day and age.
Well, of course, the fascinating thing is once you get started reading the book, you don't want to put it down. It reads just like a Tom Clancy thriller. The only trouble is that it isn't fiction. It's faction. But I've actually interviewed a number of the people that Dr. Nicholson talks about, and I know their stories, so I know the book is true. And the incredible thing is why they were... You know, they contaminated. They destroyed the lives of so many of the young patriotic men and women who went off during the first Gulf War to fight for freedom overseas. And ended up, I personally suspect that many of them were actually experimented on, because there are some people who see that there's nothing wrong with experimenting on our military. After all, they volunteered for service.
Well, there is something very wrong with experimenting on anybody without their full informed consent.
Oh, I agree with that. But, I mean, there are some people who have a different worldview, is the point I was making.
Yes, I know exactly what you're saying, because there are a lot of apologists to these sorts of things that happen. And there are a lot of revisionists, too, that just want to revise history and forget that this happened. But we're constantly reminded of these mistakes that were made because of the lives that were ruined. And it comes back to haunt us over and over again, and how we can do it and continue to do this again and again and again. And now we're going through the whole thing all over again with this current conflict. We're seeing some of the same problems. We're having a new set of veterans that are coming to us with their health problems because they can't get help through official government sources from the Veterans Administration or from, if they're active duty, from the military, because they want to keep all this quiet and they don't want to disclose exactly what happened. It's too embarrassing. There are too many problems associated with that acknowledgement. And I say that that's bullshit, that we need to be completely candid about what happened and try and fix the problem. And this is one of the things that we went in with our eyes open into this problem, and we didn't realize how deep it really was, and we didn't realize the extent that people would go to continue to cover this up. And I mean the extent of murder. And when I was in Texas, of course, one of my superiors was shot in the back of the head in his office, and he was one of the individuals who was our main supporter, and he knew what was going on in the prison system of Texas and was going to do something about it, and he was killed. And it turns out to be all intertwined between the armed forces personnel and the prisoners. When we were in Texas, the experiments that were going on in the prison system, some of the experiments were actually being conducted for the armed forces and for the Department of Defense and so on. And there were physicians coming down from the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology to certain prisons. And we were seeing the prison guards and their family members. They were coming to us after the Gulf War because they realized that they had essentially Gulf War syndrome or Gulf War illness. And how did they get this? Well, they got this from prisoners who were sick because they were put in these medical testing programs that were highly illegal, again, without full informed consent. And this became such a huge mess, and they were putting so much pressure on us from so many different directions that we just had to leave the state.
But, of course, this gentleman that was shot, actually, wasn't he a retired a military colonel, was Air Force or Army?
Yes, he was. He was a retired Air Force colonel and physician, and so he knew a little bit about what was going on. And so he actually had quite a bit of background in to know what was going on and protected us for a while. And there was another vice president in Houston that was involved in germ warfare during World War II in the Army, and he was very protective of us. But after he retired, there was nobody around to help us anymore, and we were just completely under attack from all directions.
But what about the AIDS? You know, we hear about AIDS. Suddenly, about 1980, a disease that's never been heard of before called AIDS develops, and then it begins to kill people here in the United States and throughout the world. But it's very unusual. It seems to target specific groups, blacks, homosexuals, in the United States primarily, and certainly very, very prevalent in Africa. Nowhere near as prevalent in the United States because it seems to have a predilection for blacks. And the question is, where did this new, entirely new disease come from?
Well, you know, we have a lot of emerging diseases now, and people wonder, where did these things come from? Where did Lyme disease come from, for example? And a lot of these emerging diseases have as a co-infection, as a part of the infectious process, the very same mycoplasma that we found in the Gulf War veterans. For example, Lyme disease. Here's a newly emerging disease, and I think there's less question about where it arose than there is AIDS. It arose in old Lyme, Connecticut, and on Long Island at about the same time. And ironically, these infectious agents that cause Lyme disease were being worked on by the U.S. Department of Agriculture on their isolation laboratories on Plum Island, which is right off the tip of Long Island, and just a bird's flight away from New Lyme, Connecticut, where Lyme disease supposedly first appeared, but actually it appeared on Long Island before it actually appeared in Connecticut. And now Lyme disease is spread across the United States. It's in most of the states of the U.S. There's probably a million people now that are coming down at various stages with Lyme disease, and it causes a lot of morbidity and a lot of problems. And people with this condition have a terrible time finding a physician who will help them, because if they go to a physician and he has a lot of Lyme patients, the medical boards are after him, the government's after him or her, and so it's extremely difficult to get appropriate care if you have Lyme disease. And the same thing is true if you have these mycoplasmal infections, which go along with Lyme disease, which go along with HIV, that go along with a number of these other chronic illnesses. And if you treat these kinds of illnesses, you're suspect as a physician. There are people watching you. There are people making sure that you don't treat them adequately, let's put it that way. And so, unfortunately, what this has resulted in is that these infections have continued to penetrate in our population, just like Lyme disease has spread across the country and AIDS has spread internationally and is a now worldwide problem. All these emerging illnesses become international problems now, and we could have contained them early on if we'd focused our efforts on what was really causing the disease.
And, of course, really the frightening thing is that these are all new diseases, and we know that the government has been working on new diseases. In fact, back in 1970, Zbigniew Brzezinski, one of the most powerful and influential foreign and domestic advisors to subsequent administrations, wrote a book called Between Two Ages, and in that book in 1970, he quoted someone as saying, you know, we're going to be able to create storms, we're going to be able to create droughts, we're going to be able to create new chronic diseases that we can use on the enemy, and they'll be so sick they won't resist us. Well, we've got an awful lot of, we got a million people with Lyme disease, probably a couple of million with, you know, with the chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, and I don't know how many we have with Gulf War illness. Do we have any idea?
Well, we don't have any exact numbers, but the figures out there from the first Gulf War are somewhere between 200,000 and 250,000. We don't know with this current conflict how many are coming back. Probably not in the same numbers. The percentages were almost 20% or more of the Gulf War I, but Gulf War II, it's lower, but they're still coming back with problems. And it's not all post-traumatic stress disorder, as our VA and Department of Defense would have you believe.
Well, of course, now, do we have any idea how many of the veterans of the first Gulf War are dead? Because these were very, very young people. They were people that, you know, in the peak of health, that, you know, they could run for miles at a time. I mean, they were warriors. How many of them are dead? Do we have any idea?
Well, this was an under age 25 on the average group. so you wouldn't expect them to have a high mortality rate. And the last figures that we had that actually came from the Pentagon were 28,000 dead, and that number was in the 1990s, so that's way out of date. So we don't know the number any longer, but that's a fairly large number compared to the number deployed that are now dead. And they're dead from a variety of reasons, but one of the things that is striking is that people that have these diseases get very depressed, and of course you'd be depressed too if you had one of these illnesses and people were claiming that you're not sick and that you have, you know, stress disorder and this and that, but you know you have something else and so on. And so often they, because they can't get adequate care, they can't get an adequate diagnosis, they end up committing suicide. So the suicide rate is through the roof. But there are also a number of other diseases that are taking their toll, cancer, cardiovascular disease, and so on. And it's very interesting because when we started the hour, we were discussing metabolic syndrome and how this can lead to things like diabetes and cardiovascular disease. The same thing is true with these infections. In fact, the mycoplasma that we found on the Gulf War veterans, one of the things that this mycoplasma does besides penetrate into your brain and cause all kinds of problems there, they can attack your heart. And, for example, the valves in your heart are very susceptible to these kinds of infections. And so we found very young men, for example, veterans less than age 25, having major heart attacks from the service who were completely healthy when they were deployed overseas and came back. And within less than a year, they were cardiovascular disease was rampant, and they were at very high risk. And so we helped a lot of these people that were essentially about to die because of their hearts were failing, regain some of their heart capacity because they were sickened because of these infections that they were being denied. And who knows how many people are now gone from that conflict. But we're seeing the whole thing repeat itself all over again.
And, of course, the book is Project Daylily, Project Daylily. And, ladies and gentlemen, this is an infectious disease. And you could contract this disease from other people who have chronic fatigue syndrome. The book Project Daylily, and we'll tell you in a few moments how to get it.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight?
At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Right there, please. We're praying. Well, this is Dr. Stan, Dr. Nicholson, is simply talking about all the new diseases that we have in our society today. They've only been around for maybe 20, 25 years at the most. And, of course, more and more and more people are coming down with it. And people really are not concerned until, of course, it's them or one of their loved ones who comes down. And then they're going to ask, where did they come from? And, of course, would anybody be so crass and indifferent to human suffering that they would create new diseases, terrible diseases, and experiment on Americans? Well, Dr. Nicholson, thank you very much. We're looking forward to having you here on our evening program later this week.
Well, I look forward to being with you again, Stan.
God bless you. Bye-bye. And, of course, for our listeners out there, we hope many of you will want to get Project Daylily. That's Project Daylily. I will tell you, it's a fascinating read. You won't be able to put it down. It's about, well, 600 or 700 pages. It's a big book. But fascinating reading, and even more fascinating because I will tell you, I've met the people, I've talked to them, I've interviewed them, and it's a true book. And when you realize the degree of depravity that we're dealing with, you can begin to understand what we are really up against. I really believe that there are evil people who are creating new diseases, and they intend to unleash them not only on other nations, but right here in the United States. And if you'd like the pages from Brzezinski's book back in 1970, the book is Between Two Ages, we'll send you the page where he talks about creating new diseases that will disable the people so they'll be easy to control. Of course, that's the enemy he's talking about, and storms and droughts. And incredible, if this is true, why aren't you hearing about it from Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or the other conservative pundits? And I would suggest it's because they're the finest conservatives that money could buy. Well, we're not up for sale. Give us a call. Get Dr. Nicholson's book. You can get the complete text of this program because we talk, of course, during the breaks. If you'd like to get the complete tape, you can call us at 1-800-544-8927. You do miss a certain amount when we go to the breaks. Remember our all-day seminar we're going to be having here in Monterey Bay area at the Aptos Seascape Golf Forest Course on the 29th of October. And if you haven't made your reservations, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And if you're coming from out across America, why, you'll certainly, of course, want to get a list of the hotels. You give us a call, and we'll tell you how to make your arrangements for that. We're going to have Constance Cumby speaking. Chris Pinto will be here, the author and producer of The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. A great lineup of speakers. I've heard them all, and you'll be fascinated. So, again, that's October 29th. It's a Sunday all day long. And we look forward to seeing it at the meeting. And then, of course, we hope that you'll certainly want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You'll want to get some of the material we have on the occult forces that are out there that really want to kill off a large part of the world's population. Oh, you say that's crazy talk. Well, let me suggest you get my talk. It's entitled Planned Population Reduction or the Population Control special. It's got tape sets and it's got videos and other things that will bring you into an understanding of what's really going on in the world today. That's the population control special. Understand that there really are occult forces. If you have not read our pamphlets on the occult hierarchy, the occult hierarchy that rules the world, there are actually three pamphlets. All three of them are only $9.95 plus shipping. And then my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. The book, of course, Blood on the Whale, it's a good book, but it's got some things in it I disapprove of, but you'll be able to, of course, differentiate those. If you listen to our programs regularly and understand, we're dealing with a satanic conspiracy. There are really people there who worship Satan. If you don't believe it, go up on the web and go to their web page. They have all sorts of web pages. The Satanists, the Luciferian, the witches, the occultists, the occult hierarchy. There's even articles written by people who support them. Go up on the web, Google men, and of course check it out, and then join us in this epic struggle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With News on the Information Radio Network, I'm Laura Lee Scholl. The U.S. is taking a cautious approach in its reaction to developments in Thailand. Barry Schwartz has the latest.
Moving against the prime minister, the Thai military circled his offices with tanks, took control of TV stations, and declared a provisional authority and pledged loyalty to the king. The State Department took a cautious approach to developments in Thailand, a U.S. ally. A spokesman said the department is monitoring developments. A spokesman said Thai people should resolve their political differences in a peaceful way and in accord with principles of democracy. Barry Schwartz at the State Department.
A judge in Washington has ordered a psychiatric evaluation for the man accused of running through the U.S. Capitol with a loaded handgun yesterday morning. Prosecutors say Carlos Green led police on a car chase and nearly hit two pedestrians before crashing on the Capitol grounds and then running into the building. This is IRN.